thee, O Lord. And so, Lord, we extol you because indeed you are wonderful. You are worthy of our glory. You are worthy of our praise. Lord, we worship you. We adore you. Blessed be your name, O God. For in Jesus' name we have given thanks. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Welcome somebody to your left and to your right. Welcome somebody to your left and to your right. I want you to take your seat. Hallelujah. Let's move closer. Let's move to the front. Hallelujah. I want to first and foremost appreciate God for the privilege to be here this evening. I want to appreciate also that I've taken time to be in service this evening. You can welcome somebody again to your left and to your right. If you are not angry that you are seeing the person, if you are happy, hallelujah. So that our faces are not smiling. I want you to smile to your bosses. Smile. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for his faithfulness over our lives. Hallelujah. The month of April has been profound. It's been revealing. We've been looking at the core of the believer's walk. And so far, so good. We have been digging deep into the concept of agape. Praise God. The God kind of love. I don't know what happened to this thing. I don't like the way it's sounding. It's been giving a command to love. Has given us a command to love. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Jesus made it clear. He said, I'm giving you a new commandment. And it's a command to love one another. Praise God. So by the grace of God, we've been looking at that John 13, verse 34 and 35. Jesus made it clear that I'm giving you a new commandment to love. And by the special grace of God, we've been looking at both the spirituality and the practicality of love. You must understand that love is first a spiritual endowment. He said, for he has given unto us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and a sound mind. It's first a spirit. That's the essence, a practice. So for Sundays, we'll be looking at our love. And then for our Thursdays, we're looking at the practical dynamics of love. So last Thursday, I began a series, The Rules of Relationships. The rules of relationship, because you're going to be practicing love to people. Am I correct? It's going to be practiced. Love is, and I realized that the platform by which we practice love is what we call relationship, the connection. And so last Thursday we began that series. So today we want to continue the rules of relationship, part two. The rules of relationships, part two. I'm going to be picking from Matthew 13. I'm going to be picking an account to build on this part two. Looking at the rule number two. First, let's read a verse of scripture that I'm sure will help us understand. Matthew 13, verse 54. Matthew 13. Verse 54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom? Let me read from the NLT. Matthew 13, verse 54. I'll take it from the NLT again. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown, his hometown. When he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was astonished and said, "Where does he get his wisdom and his miracles?" Now look at the response, verse 55. "He is just a carpenter's son. And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters live right here among us. What makes him so great?" Verse 57. I like the way this translation. "And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, 'A prophet is not honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his home family.'" Father, we receive your word. We ask for understanding. We ask for plainness. We ask for simplicity. We pray that we'll be able to articulate that which you have placed in my spirit. I'll be able to communicate it effectively so that your people might have understanding. I appreciate you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I stopped last week by making it clear to you that the first principle, which is the first rule of connecting with people, is to first let go. Tell your neighbor, let go. Release yourself. For those of you that were not here, please try and get the series. I talked so much. When Jesus made us to know, it's inevitable. And I made it so clear to us last week that before you can actually have solid relationships, you must first of all accept the reality that people will what? Will offend you. Tell your neighbor, people will offend you. So, expecting people to offend you allows you to have the right posture for relationships. And I made it so clear that one of the reasons so many people are isolated today, one of the reasons so many people have built walls in their life, is because they don't want offense at all. But you must understand that as long as we are in this Adamic form, as long as we are in this corrupt form, as long as we are in this human state, we will always offend people. Praise God. So the idea is not trying to exempt yourself from offenses, but being able to prepare on the right posture. And what was the right posture Jesus taught us? He taught us that we should forgive. That even when our brothers offend us, we should forgive. And then Apostle Paul gave us another posture. He said we should create what? Allowance for the fault of others. So you must understand that for you to build solid relationships, you must be vulnerable. Tell your neighbor, let go. What do I mean? Let go. Allow people to come around your space. Allow people to come around your space. Allow people to be who they are. Whether they offend you, whether they don't offend you, build capacity for it. And I rounded up by letting you know that one of the reasons the Holy Spirit has been deposited in our life is to enable us to absorb offenses. Tell your neighbor, absorb it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Because that's one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit. The reason why God can easily forgive or easily let go is because he's a spirit. And one thing about spirit, especially the spirit of God, he doesn't retain wrongs. Praise God. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 13, it said agape, that is charity, does not what? Does not store wrongs. It flushes it out. Hallelujah. Like a perforated cup. Like a basket, you pour water. It's not able to stay. Do you know why? It's built in it, the ability to what? To release water as soon as they come. Praise God. So the more holes you have created in your heart, the easier it is for you to forgive people. Praise God. If you really want to have relationships, if you really want to relate with people, whether your friends, whether your spouse, whether your colleagues, whether anybody, you must understand that offenses are bound to come. And the good thing about it is we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in us enables us. Look at your neighbor, say the Holy Spirit is an enabler. So So before I go into the rule number two, please, I want to state categorically that most of these rules that I'm talking about here, it's not possible for you to properly apply them without the help of the Holy Spirit. Because if somebody picks this tape, this series, for instance, and does not blend it with what we are sharing on Sunday, we just conclude that maybe I'm just trying to teach some maybe motivational principles for relationship. Praise God. No, they are rooted in the Word of God. Hallelujah. The more you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the more. Stephen did not need anybody to preach to him to say, Father, do not lay this against their charge. Am I correct? He didn't need anybody. They were stoning him. All he could look up was to say, Lord, do what? Forgive them. So listen to this. This is what I believe. I believe that forgiveness is the default setting of a spiritual man. Can I say that again? Forgiving others is a default setting of a spiritual man. The reason why you are still struggling to forgive people is because you have not yet embraced your spirituality. And that's why if you read what Paul was saying in Colossians chapter 13, he said that you should forgive others as what? As Christ, as what? As forgiving you. That's the basis. And that's why most times, especially when I'm trying to settle issues between fellow believers, I don't like that attitude where it's okay, you give your side of the story. Praise God. Okay, you give your side of the story. After both have given, I say, you are wrong. You are right. Okay, you apologize. You say, I'm sorry. You know, it's normal. That's the natural way of the world to judge case. But for us as believers, the Bible makes us to understand that forgiveness is our default setting. So even before you go and judge the matter, you've gone to meet your brother, isn't it? My brother, I'm sorry for what I did. That's the first response to offense. You know, Jesus told them, he said, if your brother offends you, what do? You go and meet him. You say, what you did, I didn't like it. He said, but if he's now, this brother get levels, praise God. You know, some people are just spiritual infants. They are still coming. So, but you know, those spiritual infants, they can be very irritated, as it were. Just any little thing, they are blown out of dimension, out of alignment. Okay, if that body is an infant, okay. He said, take the matter to who? To another person. Praise God. If you take it to another person and he's still, he said, go and bring more people. Praise God. May your case not get to that case. Amen. Because it's a sign that you are still a babe. Genuine spiritual maturity is reflected in your capacity to what? To forgive. Glory to God. So in letting go, please, you don't let go because you are trying to look for maybe a Mr. Nice. You let go because you have received a what? A spirit. And the default setting of that spirit is what? Is to forgive. That's why Paul said, I am what? I am crucified with Christ. And one of the evidence of the faith life, look at the neighbor, say the faith life. One of the evidences of the faith life is a loving life. And one of the characteristics of a loving life is forgiving. Look at what he said. Ephesians 4 verse 32. He said, instead be kind to each other, tender hearted, forgiving, hallelujah, present, continuous tense. Present what? As the offenses is coming, the forgiveness is coming. Offenses is coming, the forgiveness is coming. The offenses is coming, the forgiveness is coming. Look at your neighbor, say, that's our default setting. That's why we keep perforating our hearts so that I can easily administer what? Forgiveness. He said, love does not store wrongs. I'd like us to bring that verse. 1 Corinthians 13. Is it verse 6 or verse 5? Verse 5. He said, it's not irritable. It keeps no record. Do you see it? It keeps no record. Lord, this is my heart desire. May I not retain wrongs. Glory to God. He just does it and then I've even forgotten that he offended me yesterday. We're going to get to that level. That's our default setting. That's why he established the priesthood. Do you know that's why Jesus established the priesthood before he gave you the Holy Spirit? So that as soon as you commit one offense, the priesthood handles it immediately. So even God himself, when he was giving you the Holy Spirit, he had to set up a priesthood to handle your what? Your wrong. So you that have not had the Holy Spirit, you are not storing it. Praise God. Say, Pastor, thing just the rise. What is rising? Is it only a tire that does not have oil that will be pumping and it will be rising? Be a tire that have oils. So that if somebody is trying to pump your anger, the hole will remove it. You know, I'm pumping this guy. This guy is not pumping. Praise God. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm perforated. Glory to God. That's one of the basic. Number two. Rule number two. Appreciate others. The second most fundamental principle of relationships, of having any form of relationship, of connecting with people, is appreciate others. It's a default setting you must begin to build. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at what I wrote down. I said, whoever you don't genuinely appreciate, you may never be able to connect with. Think about it. Whoever you don't genuinely appreciate. Let me begin by defining what genuine appreciation is. You must understand that genuine appreciation has nothing to do with the quality that the person possesses. Look up. Genuine appreciation it's not based on the person. Genuine appreciation is based on the composure or the posture you take in life. I'll say that again. Talking about appreciating people, I've come to realize that people that have been trained, especially those that have matured to an extent in loving others, that appreciate people genuinely, check. It's not the person. Because if you go close to that person, they even appreciate so well. You yourself will be like, what's this? He's been talking about his wife. Is it not his wife that we know? Hello? So the challenge in appreciating people is not the people themselves. Look at the neighbor, say it's you. The Bible says in the book of Titus, he said to the pure, all things are what? Are pure. He said, but to the defiled, all things are what? Are defiled. Jesus told his disciples, he said, do not cast your pills before what? Before swine. Now, the problem is not the pills, sir. Are we here, church? The problem is not the what? It's not the pills. The problem is the what? It's the swine. Do you know why? Swines don't value anything. Their default setting is mud. Praise God. So anything you give them in the ground, they will move it to the what? To the mud. So you must understand that appreciating people is a posture. Just the same way I said letting go is a what? It's a posture. Let the Holy Ghost in your eyes, in your spirit, sorry. Let the Holy Ghost in your spirit affect how you see people. The responsibility of the Holy Spirit, I've come to realize. Listen to me, everybody. Look up. Let me show you something. The reason why you were given the Holy Spirit is so that it will help you change your view of things. That's why we are praying for revelation knowledge every day. The goal of the Holy Spirit in your life is to change how you what? How you see things. And look up, church. One of the first things I believe the Holy Spirit should change how you see is people. Look at your neighbor, say, appreciate people. The principle of appreciating people, like I already said, begins from the fact that whatever you don't genuinely appreciate, you can never connect with. Okay, so one of the conduits or the basic conduits of connecting with people after you have let go of yourself is to what? Is to learn to appreciate them. And the first thing I wrote down here is that your ability to see the positive sides of people, their strengths, their uniqueness, rather than their negatives, is what shows if really you appreciate them. Glory to God. You know, growing up, I used to hear some people make that statement. It was really a big challenge for me growing up. Especially if you come from the kind of place I come from. We were taught never to see good, anything good. Praise God. Hello? Let's take for instance, your father married maybe two or three wives. You understand what I'm talking about. If your mom is complaining of your stepmom's son, and that son is your pal, and you are saying, "Mommy, all these things you are even saying about him, do you think he's even quiet there? Quiet." Do you understand, sir? There is a way the world wants us to view people. The world doesn't want you to give people a second chance to prove who they are. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? No, sincerely, since I wrote this down, there is something that keeps coming to my mind, and I've been like breathing over it. That statement, that first impression, lasts long. I like, is it biblical? I've come against her. But no, what I'm trying to say here is this. If we allow first impression to last long, we'll have problem. Because I don't think the goal of the Holy Spirit is to always make us see people the way they appear. I don't understand. I don't know if I can talk. Hello? Because I believe, sir, wrapped in the content of most people, wrapped in them, is something that their package does not reveal. Deep in them are abilities that their packages does not reveal. So if we are going to go by first impression, we'll have issues. Because going by first impression, it means that if I'm going to start discipleship, sir, I must first see that I can pray. Just come to church and that, like the way we're praying now, everybody speak in tongues, just walking around. And the pastor is now saying, I should go and start discipleship for that. Pastor, first impression. I need somebody that from the moment I see the person, I'm like, whoa. Here comes the man of God. For the world, sir, first impression. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, he said, we have stopped to evaluate people by how they appear. Hello? So meaning that if we really want to have good relationships as Christians, we must move beyond first impression. And our ability to move from first impression means that we are going to activate our spiritual eyes. And the only thing I've come to realize that spirituality does is a sense of appreciation. Look at your neighbor, say, appreciate people. To appreciate people means to look beyond their weaknesses. To look beyond their negatives. Now, we are not saying those negatives are not there. Am I correct? We are not saying that she's not a liar. We are not saying that he's saucy. Have you been around some people that are really saucy, sir? Praise God. Have you been around a talkative? I mean, talkative, real one. Not those ones that can talk and quiet. I mean, real talkative. Now, he now comes to your house. Hello? Real one. And then, that's your house. There is a visitor that was coming for the first time. And that talkative now come. You know, there's a way when a visitor comes to your house for the first time, you want to just, and then that one just comes, he's just running his mouth. Praise God. And then the next thing you want, you will be tempted to tell the visitor, say, please don't mind him. That's how I always, hello. The starting point of appreciating people is not being conscious of their weaknesses. And the easiest way, I've come to realize, for those of you that are into people, discipleship, mentorship, people management, I've come to realize that the easiest way to appreciate people is to look for that one good thing they can do best. And you know, while I was meditating, I realized that it appears that's what God also does when he's speaking us, when he's calling us. Hello? You know, you were singing that song that his reckless love can chase you. There is no shadow it cannot what? Now, that shadow is lighting up. There is something he saw. That only one thing. Hello? You are not seeing it because your eyes are dark. But he, for who he saw that one thing and is ready to cross any boundary because of that one thing. I love God, people of God. I love him. Because I've come to realize that most people that we don't appreciate because of their weaknesses, those weaknesses might just be a wall or a camouflage that is covering the good thing that they really have. But because nobody have appreciated them, it's as if it's like a gold that is hidden. And this is what I've come to realize. That the more you appreciate people, the more you give them permission to express their good self. I don't know if you've taken notes. It's like appreciating those. It's like it will not be removing those vulnerabilities. That person that everybody is saying is bad, and somehow they realize you are relating well with the person. Hello? Now, do you know what has happened? For you, because you chose to see the good parts in him, those his weaknesses, whenever it comes to you, he tries to hide them. So imagine if 10, 20, 30 people start appreciating that person. Do you know what will happen to him? He will change. You can't make disciples. That's one of the reasons why it appears we have a lot of congregations, a lot of crowds, but people are not changing. Because we expect that people will just be good. We want their good qualities. You are waiting for the day we'll be the best singer. You know, people like appreciating good things. It's normal, hello. If you want to walk by sight, it's normal. But think about the prodigal son and the father. Think about how the father felt when the son returned. The father did not remember how much the son went away with. But the only thing the father could remember was that this my son, oh, was lost, but my son. That's the part I like. My what? My son. Listen to me. Not until you have a sense of ownership over your relationships, you will never appreciate people. Now, allow me to use that word, sense of ownership. The sense of ownership is the genuineness of your appreciation. Because let's take, for instance, you are dating a girl that everybody considers to be snobby. And really, you know she's snobby. But then you believe that God can what? Help you to help her. But then, the snobbishness, since you both started having the relationship, you notice that her snobbishness has been what? Has been reducing. Hello? Hello? Now, gradually, she's becoming better. Better, better. Now, do you know what actually happened? Love attracted you to her, but your sense of appreciation brought the change. And that's why I tell people, you can never change people you criticize. You can never change people you condemn. I wrote something down even. I said, avoid reminding others how weak they are if you are not intently committed to helping them become stronger in that aspect. I'll say it again. One of the principles of appreciating people is this. Don't talk about people's weaknesses if you are not ready to what? Help them become better in it. That's why the Bible says, do not judge. Glory to God. You've read that part of the Bible. Is it Matthew 7 verse 1 or thereabout? He said, judge not so that you not. What he's trying to tell you here is this. Don't be the first to pass condemnation on people. Is it because why are you attempting to remove the one that is in someone's eye? When you've not removed the one that is your what? That is in your own eye. Always pointing at people's weakness is not a sign of spiritual maturity. Hello? Can I say that again? Always pointing people's faults, weaknesses, is not a sign of spiritual maturity. God did not appoint you to be a fault detector. It appears that the more some people begin to rise in leadership ladder, especially in the religious setting, the more their eyes, the only thing they see is people's fault. I've been in that kind of setting before. I've worked with the kind of person that you can do so well. Put all the energy to do so well. And then everybody's like, wow, you did well. And then the only thing he could tell you is that one area. And the truth is this, look up. If the Holy Spirit does not work on you, you will assume that posture. It's true, sir. I've started learning it deliberately. When I give people assignments, I've started learning it deliberately. Because when I give people assignments, no, it's natural. If you are a people trainer, if you are a mentor, if you are a discipler, when you give people assignments, you always want to look out for the area they didn't do well so that you correct them, isn't it? But it can also be a what? A problem. Meaning that if you really want to make the best in your discipleship, first of all, receive their what? Their task. Praise them at least for submitting. Glory to God. At least, sir, for submitting. Ah, well done. Good. And now when you say great, they think it's the assignment that is great. No, it's the submission that is great. Glory to God. And then you now look, wow. That first line you... Now, this is what you now do. You now be looking for the one he got very well. This line you wrote is, in fact, is what I was expecting. The person like, wow. You know, you start feeling good. And then, towards the end, you could now just pass what? Remarks. Okay, in case of next time, you could add this to it. And that's how to change people. But you see some people, did you have that kind of mother when you were growing up? Be sincere. Hello? How many of you are that kind of mom? Me, I don't want to be that kind of dad. The Holy Spirit help me. Praise God. We had some kind of aunties that you've been asking yourself, where did this one come from? Clean the house, sir. Now, you now realize what I'm saying. That the problem is not the person. The problem is what? Is they themselves. Why do you think some bosses are necessarily harsh? Why do you think some lecturers are sadists? Now go and check. It's not your assignment though. Some lecturers will even carry some students' assignments, sir, and use it for projects and research and come to class and tell the student that you did rubbish. Hello? Hello, have you not heard things like that? Yes. I've seen lecturers that they will see, you did very well, though, but it's as if, I don't know, maybe it's the Adamic nature in them, or maybe it's the lack of good upbringing they have. I'm not judging them by the grace of God. But it appears that there is something in them that makes them feel that the more they appreciate people, they will depreciate. You know, some people think that way. That if they're appreciating you, wow, he's doing well. He's trying to make himself of low importance is deep. Look at your neighbor. Appreciation does not depreciate you. Some people feel that the more they praise you, the more they take the shine from themselves. But they don't want to talk about you well. And then some people believe that the more they rubbish everybody, the more sanctimonious they are. Look up. I have this belief that if all the friends you have, none of them good or more, check yourself. Am I correct? If all the friends, you know, there are some people, they've complained about all their neighbors in the compound. Even the one that just came to the compound last 2 weeks, they start complaining. If you have that kind of person around you, please pause. Don't gossip further with that kind of person. If you even go and investigate, he has even told everybody that you, self, you get problem. Sit the person down. I think I had someone like that was complaining about, was it the auntie or the uncle's wife? I was complaining. So he got to a point, I said, no, this complaint is becoming too much. Look up, church. It is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit to not see good in people. It's not fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is not even one of the fivefold offices or one of the gifts of the Spirit for you to always be critical about people's wrong. The principle of appreciating others, sir, also states that sometimes you may make excuses for people's faults. Hello? Yes. Sometimes you make excuses for their faults. Now that goes to show the extent to which you what? You appreciate them. So I said, no, pause. And I had to face the person squarely. I say, even you, blessed, say you get your own problem. Oh, don't mind me. I can't be. No, it's true. That's why if you are here, you always talk bad about people. Please pause and change. It's not a good thing. Because if you live in that style of life, you will keep seeing. Let me be frank with you. Even in the best of us, there is always a flaw in us. That's why we are still praying in tongues every day. Am I correct? That's why we are still studying. That's why we are still praying. That's why we are still fasting. Because there is a part of us that we don't like. We really don't like it. So we don't need you to remind us of it. Glory to God. To be sincere, there is nobody that has a weakness that is proud about it. Appreciate people. Look at your neighbor and say, appreciate people. And then I told her, I said, no matter how bad this your uncle's wife is, look for that one thing. Tell me. Ah, she told me. I said, good. I said, when you told me this one thing, how do you feel in your heart? He said, I feel good. I said, continue like that. Every time she does that one thing, or that two thing, or that five things that wants your head, that wants to make your head spark, remember that one that makes your body to make you kulu kulu. Hello? That's how it works, sir. Sometimes when our soul wants to get the best of us, we'll remember the last good you did for us. That's why I told you last time. I said, always create in your heart the capacity to retain what? Good for a long time. Don't forget it. Glory to God. I like this one also. Another principle of appreciating people. Don't add to ill discussions about people. Don't add. Don't contribute to the discussion. As a matter of fact, stop them and remind them of that one thing. Because, sir, I've come to realize this. People that don't know you so well, they are always the first to talk bad about you. Hello? And the truth is, that bad they are talking about you is possible is the one part of you that somebody that knew you so well took to them. Hello? No, it's the truth. Because the soulish man is easily irritated when offended. Have you not observed how you feel sometimes when somebody does something bad to you? You want to tell the whole world. Hello? You go to a shop I mean the shop. You've bought credit in that shop more than 15 times, so, and the young lady will be patient with you. One day, she didn't even know. She went to Lagos, bought wig, fake. She sold it to you. She didn't know. You have told the whole world that lady, I will never go and buy wig from her simply because of that one offense. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's why even in business, we are told that one unsatisfied customer will chase more customers away than one satisfied customer. Listen, those customers are unbelievers. If you are a Christian, you shouldn't follow that line. Am I communicating? Because sometimes it has happened to me too. We get into that trap because the soul wants to get the best out of us. This person has been so nice to you in business. Sometimes you will buy. Even you tell him you will pay next month. Next month, come, you will not pay. And then he didn't even know. It was not intentional. Just sold you one fake week. All your friends. In fact, you haven't even pasted it on your status. Hello? And the funniest part of it is when she apologizes to you and even give you another wig in place, you will not come back to say it. Now, that's how bad the soul is. And then you are a believer. You want to live that kind of life. Look at your neighbor. Say, please, spare their brushes. Is it brushes? Spare their what? It's brushes now. Blushes. Spare people's blushes. Spare their wrongs. No, it doesn't mean that their wrong is not destructive or it's not painful. But because there is a spirit already working on your what? On your inside. I want us to take this very well. Because there is a culture we are supposed to carry as kingdom citizens. That's the reason why every time we come to church, what do we do to our Father? We praise Him. Is it that God is better off today than He was 2 months ago? But how come every day you still praise Him? That's because spirits appreciate. Spirit likes being appreciated. And even the human is an esteemed being. He likes being appreciated. Glory to God. So sometimes go back home and make up your mind. I will never talk bad about people. I made that covenant with my mouth many months ago. While after NYC. I didn't tell you what happened. Look up. Let me tell you what happened. There was this a lady. Okay, she was the mama. And then there was another lady. She was not an escort. And I was close to the lady that was not an escort. So, and truly, this mama, she gave wahala. Praise God. Allow me to use that word. Very funny character. You see that saucy? Where I talk. She can talk. Most of the sisters in the room that have one problem, she has a way. She will leave the lodge, go to her friends, they will talk. And this lady happened to be one of her friend. So the lady will come and meet me. This is what mama said. This is what my, you know, be careful. Look up church. If you really want to walk in love, please don't give people permission to talk bad about others in your face. That's the point I'm trying to make. Don't join in conversations that aims at ridiculing somebody else's character. Especially if you will not be bold enough to say it in the person's front. Because for you to pass acrimonious statements on somebody's character means that you are ready to correct it. And please, if you don't have the capacity to correct it, quiet the person. Look at your neighbor, say, quiet the person. So I've realized that when people notice you are not this type that like talking about people, they don't bring people to you. If you are here, most of your friends always bring people to you to talk about. It's sure you have an issue. Deal with it. Glory to God. That's what it means to walk in love. And then, you know, I was still growing up then. I've not really, my love walk, never get grand. Praise God. And me too, I join. Just came one day. You know, praise God. I'm going to say this. Most times, if we are sincere with ourselves, you will be enjoying the gossip until it involves you. Hello, sir. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. You know, if somebody have weakness in talking others' weakness, he keeps talking, Bookie, she's like that. Toby, she's like that. Yourself will be joining. It's true. If I tell you the one he did to me, the one he even did to you is not even much. I know him. But don't worry, one day it will reach your turn. When it will come and they will say, ah, Funke said this. You see those energy you did not have when he brought Buki's own. You will have it that day. Eh? See, you when did that I say so? That one, that his mouth is not closing. Oh, it's now that you know our mouth is not closing. The mouth that you refused to close. Look up, church. I have this belief that many people will not continue in their life if those life is not gaining what I call nourishment around us. You'll be so amazed to know that there are some people, they come to church, they sing, they dance, but yet they still entertain gossip. They still don't see anything good in that sister in church. And then an unbeliever will bring that same sister in church to them. They will spoil that sister in front of the unbelievers. And then tomorrow you now join the sister to go and preach to the unbeliever. Have you not gone to some evangelism? The unbeliever will be looking at two of you. This one. You'll be saying, you'll be wondering that the way you are standing, is it that you don't like this message? Ah, you don't understand. They have where they are meeting. And in fact, you that is doing the preaching, they've washed you on the table. It's only Holy Spirit that helped you that day. They would have flushed you in the toilet. And that was what happened to me. I learned my own on the hard way. So we're talking. They now had quarrel. Two of them. So they separated. So you know when people have quarrel, they will. So she took side with me. That one go. So as I don't know, say she don't take side with me. Oh yeah, the spoiling continue. Hello. Glory to God. God will help us. We've been there. So that day she will just come. She will talk about that lady. Bring me to her. We had. And you know, if somebody has offended you, to show you don't have love, you are looking for that one thing that you can test somebody that can destroy the person. Hello. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? You know, there are some people, when they are angry with you, they can look for that one secret that you know, there's a secret you always drop with some people. I said, this one. So one day she came, I was so angry. The one I know that was very, very, very deep, that one did not know. Yeah, boom, I brought it out. Hey, I didn't know I was trying to, praise God, dig my own grave. You know, time will always test commitment and loyalty, praise God. Along the line, two of them reconciled. To even make matter worse, that one had accommodation problem. It was the mama that accommodated her. Oh yeah. Hello? So they sit down. You know, this one, allegiance don't change. It's my landlord now. Praise God. Glory to God. See, no condition is permanent, though. Including relationships. One my enemy today can be his best friend tomorrow. She be Bob Marley sang a song like that. Table can turn. Sir, table turn. And on my side, the table turn face. I could not look the mama face. I could not look. She washed me before her. All the things I said when the going was going well, she downloaded everything. I say, oh, more. But, you know, God is dealing with us. And in God's dealing with us, it's still people he will what? He will use. So the mama was no longer feeling comfortable with me. So I suspected. I knew. You know, when you don't do bad, you will know. I knew that she has tabled my matter. So I just had to go to her. I sat her down. I said, actually, I said it. But I'm sorry. I learned. That was when I learned that as a leader. Hello. She made a statement that made me from that day to make that decision. She said, sir, if it was somebody else that said this about me, it wouldn't have pained me. But you, I never expected it from you. You know, when somebody look at you and tell you, I never expected this from you, you know, it looks like that nail that entered Jesus' side. Hello? You know that nail that entered his leg? I saw the thing enter me. Boom. I said, ah! Steve, you didn't try. You didn't try. And that was when I learned it on the hard way. That, see, protect people's weaknesses. Now, if I was the peacemaker in that relationship, if I was the one helping things, maybe I would have been the big boy there. But I just walked in the flesh. Look at your neighbor. Say, never be in the company of naysayers. Never be in the company of backbiters. A backbiter is someone that never sees good in others. How many of you know that's where a backbiter is? He will come to your house, as fine as your house is. He will not praise the fine things in your house. So the one thing that is not there, oh God, may God change our outlook. May God change our eyes. There are so many good things in people, but how come you bypass them all and the only thing you see in them is that one area they are dealing with? And they haven't dealing with it, sir. We are to help them. That's what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It said, God allows the honorable parts, the less honorable parts to be what? To be covered by the most honorable parts. Look at your neighbor. We are supposed to cover each other. Glory to God. Don't sit and watch someone speak. Heal of those that you appreciate. Correct their impression. Look at your neighbor. We are on an impression correcting mission. Ah, Shadabai, I like that assignment. How many of you are joining the assignment with me? We want to correct impression. They say you are not a good person. They can say it to any other person. But when they come and meet me, I will let them know. See, that guy is the best in town. As a matter of fact, you don't even know him. That's why you are talking like that. You know, if we start living that kind of life, you know the world will be a better person. Sir, a better place. You know, there are some people that will even look at you and say, we know you. You don't always say anything bad in people. You know, so, and they don't told you. They've told us. They say, don't go and meet him. If you, he doesn't see anything bad in anybody. Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, that's who you want to be. Let their dealings and their issues be dealt with in the realm of the spirit. Because they are a work in progress. There are some people that walk up to me and tell me, sir, how come you still tolerate all these things I do? I look at them and say, you are a work in progress. I cannot conclude about you right now. Let me see you go through the refinery. Let me see you go through the trial. Let me see you go through the temptations. Let me see you go through the processing. Because I know for sure, when you come out, you will come like gold. Look at your neighbor and say, you will come like gold. Stand up on your feet, church. Give people permission to be who they are. There are so many people, sir. The refinery they will go through is us. We are their refinery. And you know what I like about the refinery process? They bring dirty things there. How many of you have seen some of all these scraps? None of you know scrap collectors. All these scraps, broken metals. We see them all around. They'll take them somewhere near Okuku, before Oshogo, they bring them dirty. But you know, by the time they are through with it, it comes like a rod. You can use it to build your house. And you know what? A ton of that rod is nothing less than 170,000. But how did it come about? He went through the process. Some people wouldn't have been this mean. Church, listen. Some people wouldn't have been this mean if people appreciated them. Let me give you this story before we pray. Somebody was telling me about a woman. And for me, I've applied that principle over and over again. He said, when he was working in Abuja, he said, there was this boss. This woman is mean, sir. Mean, like, if she's coming, and she be your guy, you must stay put. You know those kind of people that they know they say the right query. You don't need to. In fact, the more you are begging them, the more they are telling you, get out from here. Have you met those kind of people before? As in mean to the core. And everybody were. And then, just almost south now. You know, there's something about we in the south. Praise God. Maybe our default setting is to appreciate people. I don't know. Hello, we are. I'm not blaming any other side, though. I'm not trying to, I don't want to talk so that you now say, but sir, you are the one that said we should appreciate others. Yes, let me not talk. But I'm talking about we. Everybody say we. Uh-huh. So we, uh-huh, from the tribe of South. Uh-huh. There is a way we have been taught to smile in crisis. That's why we have a lot of comedians coming from that side. Please, you can edit this part from the message. It's not part of it. But, you know, he said something. He said, when he got there, like, how can everybody just be afraid of this woman? And let me tell you this, sir, Mas. Most people that you see are mean. Are mean because people never appreciated the good they were doing. Hello? I've seen people who were very nice, but in their niceness, people kept on insulting them. You know, there's a way you become nice. People take advantage of you. Okay, don't worry. You come to the part, principle three. I will show you. There is a way you can become simple. People will even tell you, you are saying, sit down. And say, oh, we know him. He's joking. He'll just walk away from you. You know, that's why some people don't like all this play we do. Some people don't, they can't try it. Because they believe that the only way people will respect them is when they are what? Mean. The ladies, the guy said, this woman must fall in that category. You know what he started doing? He said, because me, I can't stay in an office where I will be worshipping my Oga as if my Oga is just bond. No, I can't. Since I'm working here, for any other person they can, but me and this woman will be pali. He activated this principle. Appreciate others. So sometimes when this woman is driving from her car, you know, you just go and meet her. Ah, mommy, this is your hair. Where did you do it? Make sense. As in, make sense. No, mommy, see, with this hair you have done, this bag, you are not the one that will carry it to. Somebody must carry it. The guy will collect the bag from the wire. Gradually. Sir, this thing they work. Some days you will come to office, and the way he will do it, this guy can praise people publicly. Learn to praise people. It appears that the more some people become spiritual, the less they offer compliment. To some people, not offering compliment is a sign of spiritual maturity. Can I say it again? Some people think that if I praise your shirt, I'm Kana. That the only thing I should praise is, I can speak in tongues. I like the way you pray. So if they see your shoes, the shoe you wear is... Some people feel that style of life is carnality. Omo, it's not carnality. Because a woman even got to the point, he had to break an alabaster box of expensive oil and use it to rub the feet of Jesus. And this was what Jesus said, Abba, church. He said, anywhere the gospel is being preached, this woman has done, what did she even do? She appreciated who Jesus was. Don't forget. No good thing. His hometown, Jesus went. The only thing they could say about him, we know his brothers and sisters. And it's possible his brothers and sisters are some of those ruffians around. You know, there are some people, if they want to load down your words and your anointing, they will just connect you to one bad place you came from. Hello? Hello, sir? Maybe after preaching this kind of sermon in a church or in a fellowship, and then I'm leaving, somebody is like, that guy that preached very well. I say, is all more worry? Do you understand? Some people, it's as if they have not been configured to see anything appreciative in others. He said, that was how this guy continued. At the end of the day, sir, if they want anything in the office from the woman, bros, Alpha. Everybody's a connection. That guy became a big boy. If they now him, you know, because why? The gift of a man make room. Most of you think he's talking about talent. Go and read it again. He's trying to tell you that when you come to visit a king, the things you bring to the king will give you seat in front. Appreciation. What did the Bible say about God? Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts. If you can enter God's court with appreciation, I'm a God. How you want to enter my court? Appreciate people. Look for the thing. Listen, I know they've done too many bad things, but please remember the only one they've done. Put it on your status. For this you did, sir, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, it's God that is worthy to be praised. But no problem. God will understand. Place your two hands on your head. Mashadabadabaya. We're going to pray for a new sight. Lord, give me a new sight. Cause me to begin to see people as you see them. Cause me to begin to see people. A sense of appreciation begins by seeing people the way God sees them. Mashulelos. Church, pray. Le pronoshi adabalaya. Kranos, are you the type that seems to have problem in your relationships with people? There is no boss you have worked with that seems to have shown you much kindness. Could it be possible that you've not worked in the principle of appreciation?
the high, the low, the average, everybody needs appreciation. The weak, the strong, they need appreciation. The mighty, the cold, no matter what it is. I wanted to pray and say, Lord, give me new eyes. This is a requirement for strengthening your love walk. Church, this is a requirement for strengthening your love walk. I'm spending so much time talking about the first two principles because I believe if we can understand them, it will do so much.